Hi, welcome to my weekly stock market update. This is the 6th of February. We're going to look at the week that's gone with a view to getting an idea of which stocks look good for the week ahead and onwards for investment. Remember, these are stocks which I'm looking at as a bellwether for the market that I'd be looking at for the next 12 months. And lots of fantastic, interesting things which are going on. So let's kick off with that straight away. And what you can see here is the opening slide. I'll just get the pen ready so we can look at the very first of those stocks that we want to see. We're going to kick off first with a whole bunch of companies and their valuations based on price earnings ratios. And you can see the technology companies are relatively overvalued. Their price earnings are very high multiples. That's why they're in red. The only sector which isn't is energy and some of the diversified banks. And I'll come to those in a second and why I own some of the ones that I do. The week that's gone, however, just saw most of these companies do incredibly well, with the exception of the energy companies. And I think money's coming out of those and taking profits in order to go into everything else which suffered last year. Okay, on a different measure of valuation, price earnings growth, what you see is energy cheap and pretty much nothing else. That is, you want the number to be below one. That is a measure of the share price relative to the rate at which profits are growing. Okay, so pretty much everything's still overvalued for those who believe in an upcoming crash, but not overvalued to a level that, well, we should get a crash, famous last words. Let's look at the S&P 500. Most importantly, it's broken out from this upward, this upper resistance level, a channel which began last year, January of last year, and has held strong all of last year, and now it's broken out. The monthly MACD, I want you to see this, it is a measure of momentum, okay? And all of last year it was falling, and that gave us a clue that the market was going to continue falling and why we held cash for most of the year. Now it's forming something of a base. The weekly MACD, which is a bit more premature, has already started rising, okay? Those two are in confluence, as it were. The stochastic, which also tends to be a bit more premature, the monthly is starting to rise. All of these things suggest this may well continue higher. And if I were a gambling man, and I am not, I would say by July we may well see an all-time high on the S&P 500. Okay, so let's look at some of these bellwether stocks. And I've bought more of Apple this past week, actually 2x leverage on both the exchange traded funds and the CFDs. I see that base forming. I see this having broken below support, now back through it and likely to be playing in this area. Okay, so that's positive. Also positive and very similar, almost identical. MACD, flat, forming a base, rising weekly stochastic, breakout from a downward trend. Okay, remember those three things. Breakout from a downward trend, monthly MACD, flat, weekly MACD, rising, monthly stochastic, rising. Okay, when you see all of those things together, well, it's positive, and I bought more Microsoft and more Microsoft 2x leverage. Remember, I need to get a 40% return on my portfolio. That's my business. Amazon, downward trend broken. MACD rising, stochastic rising. Okay, same old story. And we looked at the fundamentals. Fundamentals look good as well. PayPal, downtrend broken. I'm not going to repeat myself. I'll sound like a broken record. You get the idea. Okay, Halliburton I'm getting out of. Why am I getting out of that? Well, did well last year, and as you can see with industrials and energy stocks, as I already said, you know, I'd rather try and get my money elsewhere. Now, last year it did me well, thank you very much for being in an upward channel when everything else was falling. Thank you for your service, Halliburton, but now I think I'll just get out. A bit premature, I know, but I'd rather. Same with Occidental, thank you for your service, looking a bit toppy, so I'll get out. Other people don't need to. They might say, I'll hold on, it's got a support, why would I want to get out and get into those risky technology companies you mentioned? That's fine, that's up to you. Adobe, same story, downward trend broken, monthly MACD has formed a base, weekly is rising, stochastic monthly is rising. Warner Brothers, not a tech company, well, I guess everything's a tech company now, but similar story to the other tech companies. Disney, downward trend, that's a projection. Can I get 107% in a year? Well, if I get that, I'll be asking next time, can I get a hallelujah? No, instead, what I'm going to suggest is, what I'm going to suggest with something like this, you missed me, didn't you? What I'm going to suggest is, well, if it gives me my 40%, I'll be happy. Okay, Taiwan Semi, making me extremely pleased this one as well, the way it's going. Right, will we get an all-time high? Can we get, you know, another 25% out of that? Quite possibly. Looks to be on target. Nvidia, they almost look identical, don't they? Just slightly different, you know, squeeze, push the graphs. Nvidia also benefiting from ChatGPT, of course. There you go. That's the projections. Similar story, okay? I can't keep repeating myself. JP Morgan Chase, downward trend broken, upward move. Those are the returns. Does it meet my 40%? Yes, it does. Base, rising, good. Tesla, now I mentioned this as a special situation. It didn't meet all our fundamental criteria. It's too volatile for a start. Can it get me 200% in that time frame? Well, it's already started on its way. We shall see, of course, but things look promising. They look promising. Have a look at my campaign for $1,000,000.com to teach 1,000,000 people how to be better investors. It's all free material on there, including download copies of my books as well. And of course, follow, like, subscribe. If you look at arpishpatel.com/links, you'll get a lot of my free material on there as well. So please also do that. Thank you all very much for being on this short broadcast. And like I said, like and follow and share and let other people know. I want to teach 1,000,000 people how to be better investors. And my campaign for 1,000,000.com is the place through which I'm doing it. Thank you all very much.